The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, quotes the Brisa, Tana Rabbanan Poskim Mayim Legina Be'erev Shabbos and Mechashecha. One is allowed to open up the water to water the field on Shabbos. Umasimalechas for Alex Kolayim Kula. Umanichem Mugmatach Masakalim. Umaskan Vahokim. We could put incense under the clothing for them to absorb that pleasant smell. Umaskan Vahokim Kolayim Kulay. Manichem Gophris Tachskem. They could put burnt sulfur under the clothing. Again, Erev Shabbos, that it should Umasbagrim Vahokim. Kolal Shabbos Kula, they used to engrave the kalim, and like that they were able to put into those holes. This is the way they get black. Omenichin kila gaba ayin, vespelinus gaba maka, different ointments and medication and bandages. Erev Shabbos umesarepes v'alechas kolayim kula. Avol e noisnin chitim l'toicha rechaim shomayim. One may not put grain into a water grinder, into a water mill, unless the grinding is completed before Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, my Tama, why is the halacha by putting grain into the grinder different than by all other halachas? Amar Rava, and Rava explains, Mnei Shemashmas Kol. The reason is, because the grinder is particularly usur, because the grinder makes noise. And Rashi explains what is the issue of mashmas kol. So Rashi says the problem is mash as a kol, it makes noise. It's noticeable that this is happening on Shabbos. V'ik is elusa. And it causes a degradation, zilusa, a degradation of Shabbos. And the Rishonim and Achronim debate very vigorously what exactly does Rashi mean here when Rashi says that there's a zilusa the Shabbos. Some say that the actual noise, the noise coming out from this grinder, from the smell on Shabbos, is the loose of the Shabbos, represents a degradation of Shabbos. According to that pshat, the issue to always look at is it noisy. When there's noise, there's a concern of the loose of the Shabbos. However, other Rishonim take a different approach. The way those Rishonim learn is that it's more of a concern of Maris Ayin. The concern of Maris Ayin is that if somebody sees my grinder working on Shabbos, he doesn't know that I put everything into the grinder from before Shabbos. And he's going to think that I did it on Shabbos. So wherever there's a concern that such will be the case, Maris Ayin, Chazal said that it's awesome. And as the Mefarshim point out, there are obviously two obvious nafkaminas between these two approaches of the Rishonim. According to the first approach, that the concern is the Hashmas Kol, the noise. So in a situation where there won't be any noise, so then we wouldn't have a problem, and it would be mutter. According to the approach, however, that the concern is that people will think I'm doing malacha on Shabbos. So if this malacha, if I put my grain, not into the mill owned by myself or by another Jew, but rather I put the grain into a mill owned by a non-Jew, so then the din that the Braisa here is saying that it's also to do because it people will think that I'm grinding grain on Shabbos wouldn't apply. Because it's not my grain, it's not a Jew mill, it's a non-Jew's mill. But if the issue is Hashmas Kol, so Hashmas Kol doesn't make a difference if it's a Jew's grain mill or someone else's mill. So we look at the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Ayin, Simen Reish, Nun Beis, Sif Hei. the Shulchan Aruch paskins, umutar liftach mayim legina, you're allowed to open up water to water the gina, vein nimshochim v'holchim b'kol haShabbos, and the water could go into the grain for the entire go into the mill for the entire Shabbos. Of course, the Paiskim point out that therefore, if somebody has a field to water on Shabbos, the halacha is he could open up the water on Erev Shabbos and it could continue watering the field the entire Shabbos. It's interesting to point out that the Paiskim do say, and I could close the water on Shabbos because there's no issur involved in closing that water on Shabbos. The Paiskim, however, do point out that when I close the water on Shabbos, I should not close it in a way that, let's say, there are different sprinklers for different rows of the field. I shouldn't close one row at a time. Because if I close one row at a time, then the other rows will get more water pressure. And my closing that row, I'm actually creating a situation of the other rows being more watered. And wherever I'm creating a situation that the other rows are being more watered, that obviously is usur. So I should close it in a way that it all closes at one time, just flip the switch off. The Shulchan Aruch goes on to discuss, all these halachas that we just quoted in the Braisa. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Umutar lasei shechita masoch rechaim shamayim samach hashecha." We're allowed to put grain into a mill right before Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be a water grain, not an animal grain, because everybody agrees that there's a concern of avshemilsa, says of shvisis behemtoi. Continues the Ramah, "V'loi chashinin lashmas kol shiroi meruchaim shaploni toichnus b'Shabbos." We're not concerned that people are going to say that my grinder is working on Shabbos, because people will realize that it could have been put in before Shabbos. V'yesh oimrim, v'yesh oisrim, says the Ramah, v'yesh oisrim b'chaim b'kol makoim she'shochus lashmas kol. So the Ramah says that wherever we have to be concerned for Shmos Kol with his noise, as we were saying, we have to be concerned. V'achinol l'chatchila. However, continues the Ramah, mi'u b'makim p'seida yesh l'hakal. The Ramah says that if it's a makim hefsid, we could be more lenient. K'mosh nizbal le'el soif reish mem dalet. And then the Ramah ends, u'mutar l'hadmid k'li m'shkoilis shekarim zaygmer of Shabbos. You're allowed to set a clock. They used to have the clocks that would ring every hour or every interval. At b'shem mishmiya kol loydia hashos b'Shabbos. Even though by setting this clock from before Shabbos, you're causing that it should make noise on Shabbos. Kahakol yoydim shadakan la'amidah me'esma. Everybody realizes that it was done from Erev Shabbos. And here too, the Achroinim debate, what does the Ramah mean to say? Rav Cheskel Abramsky, in his Sefer Chazoin Yecheskel, says, from here we see that the concern of Avshemilsa, of Zelusa the Shabbos, is not, says Rav Abramsky, related to Hashmas Kol. Because if Hashmas Kol were the issue, then he says, then what's the difference if I set it up from before Shabbos, and everybody knows I set it up before Shabbos? If the actual Hashmas Kol is what is usur, it shouldn't make a difference when it was set up. It must be that the concern is a Maris Ayin concern, that people think that I did a Malach on Shabbos, and therefore the Ramah is saying, whenever we don't have such a concern, wherever it's out, people are aware that people set things up before Shabbos, therefore it's Mutter. There are Achroinim that have a different interpretation of the Ramah. The Ramah is agreeable that Hashmas Kol is an Isser. But the Ramah is teaching us that there's no heter. When it's obvious that it was done before Shabbos, under certain circumstances, as we will be discussing in Mitzvah Sherman this year, Chazal were more lenient. So, as we begin to discuss this very important issue of what is mutter or not mutter if it was pre-programmed from before Shabbos, I find it absolutely fascinating that I saw a tshuva from the Chelkas Yaakov, which was written in Tov Shin Chof Aleph, more than 50 years ago. And he discusses this issue. He discusses the issue if by setting something up from before Shabbos, can I do on Shabbos what, can I do Malacha on Shabbos, especially if we now have the words of the Ramah, that Ramah says, well, everybody is aware that something is done before Shabbos and that there's a way to set it up before Shabbos, we have no concern. And he says, incredible words, V'chutz l'zeh, he says, Alzeh nemar, hachom hishar b'dvreichem. Chazal told us we have to be extremely careful. Bezman, he says, Shateknek tzoy kach tzoadim kadima. As technology keeps on developing. V'yochel hayoyis b'yom makroivim, he says, it could come in a short time, l'sadech hanus g'doyla, you'll be able to have a large business that could warn Aidei Otamat, Shachanas Tiftach Maler, the store will open by itself, L'shoha Nidrish, at a certain time, V'kainim Yavoy L'sham, and customers will come, Af Kish Ein Shom Ish B'sham, there's nobody in the store, Rak Aidei Asiyua Technik Shal Otamat, V'shariam Tzoyim, by using technology, Yistada Akol B'sham, everything could work automatically. And he goes on to describe a world that can look where we don't have to do any work. The computer has everything pre-programmed. So he says, "V'nezalzeh b'kedushas haShabbos b'yeterim shel teknik mishakol nasim atzmai." It will say that this is all permitted because everything happens by itself. Yutzmech mizeh chila haShabbos gadol. It will create a tremendous chila Shabbos. Sh'adam b'shifta b'beis medrash. Somebody sitting in shul, or so chonish asud the Shabbos. He's sitting by his table. Or menagin zmiris l'kvay Shabbos, and he's singing zmiris. Ve'iskoy misradoi, and his business oyve b'Shabbos avuruk b'maischal. His business is working for him, just like it was during the week. Umedam umusubikani, he says imze ein adoyim lohad the Rambam b'parshas Emor, that the Ramban says in parshas Emor the mekach memka nas v'kvius, if business is done. Even though no melacha has been violated, it's the Ramban that it's awesome. And therefore, he ends off that certainly, if we'll allow business to take place during Shabbos, even if it'll be completely permissible through halacha, yuchel tzmach zeh shekedushas haShabbos yischalel v'yizalzel ad me'oid ubni mena ragel chamiza. He says there won't be any Shabbos left. So essentially what he's saying is that whenever we speak about heterim, that we're discussing that if you begin the malacha before Shabbos, it may be done on Shabbos, it's only in a situation where it's for your own personal need. But to create a situation that your business is open on Shabbos, and because your business is open on Shabbos, you could do whatever you want, set it off from before Shabbos, certainly, he says, that's usur. And therefore, he has a tshuva, he has an interesting tshuva, that if somebody has an office set up where he's closed on Shabbos, but he has a answering machine that takes orders, he isn't so ready to be makel. On the other hand, I do have to say that I saw that in the Shalos Tshuvos Mishnah Halachos Chelek Dalid Simen Lamed Dalid, he has a discussion and he indeed quotes a Machna Chayim that is very strict in this issue, but he does quote many poskim, including Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Chasam Sofer, that say that the Isser on Shabbos is not to do melacha on Shabbos. So whenever we're dealing with a situation where melacha is not taking place on Shabbos, where the melacha is taking place from before Shabbos, that isn't what Shabbos is about. Because Shabbos is about doing melacha on Shabbos, not doing melacha before Shabbos. So now the question that comes up is setting up Shabbos clocks, which of course is such a part and parcel of what we do and what we don't do on Shabbos. When can we and when can't we rely on a Shabbos clock? There's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Orechayim Chelek Dalid, Simon Samach, where he discusses the Shaila, and there's a very similar tshuva in the Maram Shik on this subject. The Maram Shik is in Chelek Orechayim Simon Kuf Nun Zayin. There's a tshuva in the Eretz Tzvi from the Kozel Gavarov in Simon Kuf Tes that discuss a situation where somebody wants to set up an oven, an electric oven, a gas oven, wouldn't make a difference, that the oven should go on from before on Shabbos. That means I wouldn't chas v'shalom put on the oven on Shabbos. I'm setting up that the clock should put on the oven on Shabbos, and the food will be on the oven. Let's say I set up that the oven should go on at 11 a.m. I'll put the pot on the oven at 10:45. When I put the pot on the oven that's closed, I certainly haven't done anything wrong. And then the oven will go on by itself because of a Shabbos clock that I put on before Shabbos. What would be the halacha? So the approach that the Eretz Tzvi and Rav Moshe actually, in different words, take is that the only time we could allow to rely on something that's being done from before Shabbos to be done on Shabbos is if the melacha is already being done from before Shabbos. The way I would explain it, and this is essentially what the Eretz Tzvi says, is what would be the halacha if somebody does a business transaction on Erev Shabbos, on Friday afternoon, with the intent that the actual deal will only be consummated on Shabbos? What would be the halacha? So he says that it's awesome. Why? Because since Erev Shabbos, nothing happened. Everything we're speaking about is only taking place on Shabbos. When do we say that a melacha may be done on Shabbos if the melacha is only a continuation of something that was there from before Shabbos? In a situation, and that if we look at the Braisa that we read at the beginning of our Shia today, all of the cases that are mentioned in the Braisa are situations where the melacha began from before Shabbos and it's continuing on Shabbos. But where something is only going to begin on Shabbos, where I have a food and the food is going to be cooked on Shabbos, just because I set it up on Shabbos, that is awesome. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, so if that's the case, how can we rely on a Shabbos clock to put on our lights? Maybe if the light was on from before, we could take an easier perspective. But if we're saying now that if something is only beginning on Shabbos, we have to be stricter. So if I set up that my light should go on Shabbos, so why is that different from this Shaila? And Rav Moshe, if one looks in the tshuva, is obviously very bothered with this question. And Rav Moshe approach essentially, and I think that's the same that the Maram Shik is trying to say, is that when it comes to putting on a light, we could perhaps be a little more lenient because it's only a grama. And therefore, since it's only an act of grama, so it's not considered that much of a melacha on Shabbos, and therefore, we could be more lenient. Furthermore, Rav Moshe says, we find that Chazal were more lenient when it came to putting on lights. Because Rav Moshe says that the Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to speak about these halachas later in our shiurim, says that we can rely on a goy, under certain circumstances, l'tzorich mitzvah, to put on a candle, put on a light on Shabbos. So we see that Chazal were more lenient when it came to turning on light. So therefore, they were more lenient in this case as well. But under normal circumstances, we can't rely so indiscriminately on a Shabbos clock, particularly, says Ramosha, on something that will make noise. And therefore, whenever there's a issue of Hashma's call, and the Paiskim say, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Mishnah Brura both say that Hashma's call doesn't mean that it has to be heard in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Even if the Hashma's call is in a private place in my own home and only I hear, it doesn't make a difference. It's Asur. And therefore, the Paiskim take a very strong position regarding a number of shaylas that come up on Shabbos. I saw a tshuva from the Debrett Sinarov in the Be'er Moshe, where he says, this is in Chelek Vav, in the Kuntres Electric, Simen Pei Aleph. He says the following, Tamad Chochem Echor Arirani, Shebet Shuvas Mishmeres Chaim, Mata Larech Ayidei Shoyim Mechachayna, that you could shut up through a Shabbos clock a dishwasher me'erev Shabbos, or b'Shabbos yinich by a kelim lefnei hazman, before the time that the dishwasher is supposed to turn on, you put all your dishes into the dishwashers. V'achash hakelim menachem zman ma, and after the dishes are in your dishwasher, yascha mechayna yidei shoyim lifal avedasoy, then the dishwasher will begin l'diach kelim shenich by b'Shabbos, to wash the kelim that were put there in Shabbos. V'shalani ma'adati b'zeh. And the Rebbe Tzinarov says, I was asked, what is my opinion regarding this question? And look what he says. Omadati mishtoimim. V'tigas bitni. I heard this and I was shocked. Mi shama lahata davar kazeh. How could anyone ever be lenient in such a situation? Why? Because certainly, whenever there's an issue of noise being made, the halacha is that it's asur, unless, of course, there's a situation of hefset meruba. And therefore, even though we're lenient, we're putting on lights, when it comes to air conditioning, so it should seem that it should be asur to put on an air conditioner with a Shabbos clock. Because an air conditioner makes noise. And we're learning now that wherever Hashma's call is involved, we have the gezeira that our Gemara discussed of Avshemilsa. So the Paiskim take the approach, actually, of the Rama. The Rama says that in a situation where everybody knows it seems that the Rama is lenient even if it makes noise. Although I do have to say that I saw a tshuva from the Shailos of Tshuvas from Mishnas Yosef that says that even though the Gemara clearly is lenient with watering, if you began the watering of the field before Shabbos, he says, let's say your watering, your sprinkler machine makes a lot of noise, that you can't rely on. But it seems that the Rama is not saying that. Because Rama is saying that wherever we know that people typically use a Shabbos clock, even if it's something that makes noise, the fact that we're so aware that this is something that's done through a Shabbos clock, we could be lenient. And therefore, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasoi, I saw in Perek Mem Beis, Sif Mem Gimel, discusses all sorts of things that may be done from Erev Shabbos, set up from Erev Shabbos that should happen in Shabbos. But he says clearly, Av os lifo mi bai joy, mechaynes kfisa, you can't leave your washing machine dryer on from Erev Shabbos, shetifel gam achrei knisas ha Shabbos o chag, that it should continue operating after Shabbos or Yom to begin, mikivin sheyesh b'mesum chashash hashmos kal. There's a hashmos kal. V'shnam begam mesum zilzel b'kedushas haShabbos achar. There's an issue of zilzel Shabbos and Yontif if you leave your machine on. And again, it seems to be that it's very hard to try to understand what is the gather when Chazal said something is mutter and when Chazal said something is usser, where we rely, when the halacha will rely on the fact that everybody knows we have Shabbos clocks, and even if it makes noise, it doesn't bother me, and when it doesn't. I think what the Paiskim are trying to say is that there are a number of rules to look for. And the most important rule to look for is, am I relying on this heter to enhance my Shmira Shabbos, to enhance my enjoyment of Shabbos, or am I using this heter not specifically that will enhance my Shmira Shabbos? And therefore, as we said earlier in our shir, in a situation where I have it left on because I'm going to run my business, running my business certainly doesn't enhance my Shabbos. And washing my clothing doesn't enhance my Shabbos. And Ramosh therefore says, in Eruchayim, Chelek Chay, Simen Chabeis, Sifkot Lam Ches, he says, Begodim Shnishu B'mechoynes, Hayibush, if there were clothing in the dry Bebeni Shmashas, Emdinam Kemuksa, says Ramosha, Osla Hachnis Begodin L'mechoyin the Be'er of Shabbos, Kadesh Yishavshu B'toich HaShabbos. You can't leave clothing in your dryer from Erev Shabbos that they should dry into Shabbos. The Havalei Kahaydin the Rechayim. He says it's exactly the same case of Rechayim that's mentioned in our Gemara. L'kenim Hachnis Begodin if you left your clothing there from Erev Shabbos, have le muksa. Does clothing become muksa? On the other hand, the Paiskim, many Paiskim, have a discussion that what is the halacha about leaving a radio on from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos? So it's very interesting to point out that the very same Chelkos Yaakov, whom we quoted at the beginning of our shir, that takes such a very serious position regarding relying on doing something from before Shabbos, takes a much more lenient approach in Simen Samech Gimel and in Simen Samech Dalet and Aruchayim regarding an individual, unfortunately, who is not well and feels that he needs to have the radio on playing music in order to soothe his nerves. And he takes a much more lenient approach, and he says that one can rely on putting on such a situation. He can have the radio on. Why can he have the radio on? Because there are many poskim that take a very stringent approach. The Sharm Tzonim Balocha in Simen Pei Ois Gimel, the Miches Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kov Zayin, take a very strict approach. So, how do we look at this? Perhaps with the gather that we've been trying to say, that the difference is this going to enhance my Shabbos, or is it nothing to do with my Shabbos, is the way to look at the Shaila. The Chelkos Yaakov is referring to an individual who's not well, and he needs the radio on to soothe his nerves. Such an individual will have the radio on. But the normal situation where I just want to hear the radio because I want to know what's going on in the world, that doesn't enhance my Shmira Shabbos. And therefore the halacha is that it's aser. And therefore we could understand why Mois Poskim take a lenient approach in setting up an alarm clock for Shabbos. You have a Shmos call. And actually, Ramosha in the Tshuvas, in Chelik, Chaim Chelik, Dalid, Simen, Ayin, Sif, Vov, speaks about setting up a clock from before Shabbos. And he says that you should set it up in a way that it's not make a loud noise. And he also takes an approach that if, and the Michash Yitzchak says the same, if we're referring to a situation where it's very common that people set up the clock one day for the next, that's part of what I do. Every day I set up my clock one day for the next, therefore it's mutter. And interestingly enough, I saw that the Devar Tzina Rav in Chelek Zion in the Kundras Electric in Simen Memvov discusses a situation. Not only do I that he's lenient in setting up a Shabbos clock, but he even says that if you set up a clock, you set up a telephone service, that your telephone rings every day at a certain time to wake you up. He takes a lenient approach that you could be lenient. Again, the radio, der machmer, the clock, the makel. Why? Because anything that enhances our Shmir Shabbos, and of course doesn't involve any actual Chil Shabbos, Chazal were more lenient on. Anything that involves, however, not that doesn't have anything to do with enhancing our Shmir Shabbos, even though I'm not doing any actual malach on Shabbos, has to be treated much more stringently.